Welcome to Conscious Curiosity SD, where successful San Diego leaders share their stories of leading beyond profit and are using the influence of business to positively change the companies and communities we all work and live in. I'm your host, Jeff Blanton from Jailbreak Leadership. We unlock the power of organizations and teams to overcome tough challenges, seize new opportunities, and turn bold ideas into real-world results through strategic planning, retreats, and team workshops. We want to thank our collaborative community of business organizations, the Better Business Bureau, Conscious Capitalism, Cause San Diego, and Be Local. We're all focused on impacting our community of San Diego through the work they do as business leaders. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a very special episode of Conscious Curiosity SD. Today marks an incredible milestone. This is our 100th show. As we move into our second century of conversations, I'm excited to share a couple of new things. First, Conscious Curiosity is now on YouTube. Yes, looking at the camera as we speak, which, oh, by the way, is our second round because we forgot to record the first one.
Hey, we're human, right?
Exactly. Yeah, this is a professional operation we're going here. Yes, now you can see our faces in the studio as we dive into meaningful conversations with amazing leaders from across our San Diego community. We love your support. Please visit our channel, like, subscribe, and share to help us spread these inspiring stories even further. Second, I'm deepening the focus of our conversations around community, collaboration, and connection. How can we, as business leaders across both the for-profit and nonprofit worlds, come together to make San Diego the beacon in the hill, the city that others look to as a model for how business and community can thrive together? Let's be honest. If we want to live up to being America's finest city, there's still some work to do. There's one thing I've learned from these first 100 episodes is this. San Diego is filled with passionate, committed, and capable leaders who can make it happen if we choose to come together. So it's only fitting that our 100th guest is someone who embodies these three words of community, collaboration, connection. Samantha Scholl, welcome to Conscious Curiosity SD.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me as your 100th guest. I mean, this is exciting.
Sam is not only a great friend and colleague, but also a constant source of inspiration. She brings endless energy, passion, and creativity to everything she touches. And she's using all of it to strengthen and elevate San Diego's business community. She currently serves as Associate Vice President of Programs and Entrepreneur Programs at the Better Business Bureau, where she's redefining what ethical and impactful business looks like in our region. Sam's roots are in high-end hospitality, which shows up every time you walk into Ignite and feel that exceptional experience. She's also a world traveler and writer, bringing a global lens to her work. And honestly, every time I see her on LinkedIn, she's always winning some sort of award for something, which is well-deserved. Sam, it's a joy to have you here.
I am delighted to be here. Thank you for that amazing intro. I love it.
Well-deserved.
I'm looking forward to diving in with you today on this 100th episode.
So we recently had Michael Stadio from the BBB here on the show. We went through all the litany of things that the BBB does. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on that. We want to dig into our three big C's. So what do you say?
I say let's do it.
All right. Well, let's start with community. How do you define community, Sam?
I define community as, well, it is a living, breathing ecosystem that is only able to thrive if we are continuously pumping life support into it, right? It takes effort to create a community. And so a community is a group of individuals or folk who work together towards a shared mutual goal or purpose and build trust with one another and really work together to better that community toward those shared goals, for sure.
Well, you're an amazing community builder. So maybe share a little bit. What have you learned about building community?
It's not easy. It takes work.
Because you got people.
Yeah. You don't get to just flip on a light switch and says, yay, we've got a community. I think, you know, what I've learned about building community is that it does take work. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes, you know, doing research and in the actual want and the need to build a community in the first place. I define it as this living, breathing ecosystem, but there, you know, I'm part of so many different communities here in San Diego and in my life professionally and personally. And, you know, what takes a great community and building one is just really making sure that everyone that is involved has a common shared purpose and that we are all working together and taking the time to listen and find out what it is that the community needs the most. And sometimes, you know, there's all different types of communities, right? We have a community here at the BBB, the BBB Breakthrough Accelerator community. That's a community of entrepreneurs. You have your local community that you live in your neighborhood, right? So each community has different needs, but it really is how you show up as an individual or an organization in that community. And what can you offer? What can you bring to the table to make that community stronger? And, you know, you do that by listening to what the needs are, identifying ways that you can contribute, and then even sourcing, you know, other folks that might be able to benefit that community. So, I mean, it's kind of a general term, community. We can apply it to so many different, you know, aspects of our lives, but really the strongest, most successful communities are those that have activation, folks that are in there that are actively engaged with one another, working towards a common shared goal.
You actually have an example of a community that came together and you went, wow, look at that thing. I think that's what a community is all about. You got one of those, Sam?
Well, I have, there's so many, but I'm going to talk about our BBB Breakthrough Accelerator community and our.
You're not biased, are you?
I'm not, but this is something we're really proud of, because when we tout our accelerators and all of our programs here at the BBB, one of the things that we're really proud of is building community is baked into one of our pillars for our educational programming. Like, we literally bake it in. We have education, we have networking, community building, we have resources, and we have mentorship. And that's in every aspect of programming that we create for small business owners. And over the past, 6 years, we've gone through 9 cohorts of small business entrepreneurship programming. Most recently this year with the BBB Breakthrough Accelerator and our pilot year, we're going to graduate over 100 entrepreneurs this year. But it's building that peer-to-peer community with these small business owners and creating something very special for them. They don't just go through a 10-week program that we have. Once they go through, they're part of this community where there's constant engagement and activation from us, kind of acting as a facilitator to these communities and kind of stoking that fire to make them to continue to be ignited, to be part of the community. And what we've seen is quite a few different collaborations coming out of this. I mean, we have had recent graduates of our program who have actually started businesses together because of the program. And so it's just a collective mindset, this peer-to-peer community where they can learn from each other, connect, collaborate, share resources, refer each other out, and continue to grow the San Diego small business ecosystem. And it's been really beautiful. We have hundreds of graduates. We invite them back for alumni events. We keep them engaged with what we're doing. It's beautiful to follow their growth, you know, year over year after graduating the program and seeing what they've accomplished in their own communities.
Love it. Love it. So maybe one of the ways of measuring a great community is, are there spinoff communities? Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Something can happen that says, okay, these guys came together to actually go do something else.
Yeah, it's exciting. I couldn't agree more.
All right. The second C, collaboration. Big word for me.
It's a big word for you.
I spent a lot of time here recently thinking about the difference between team and collaboration. And I went to AI to get clarity. As I do with most things.
As we do sometimes, yeah, from time to time.
Like all the time now. Anyways, what I found interesting was team was like, all right, we already have a purpose. We have a direction we want to go. It's about getting people lined up to that purpose, getting organized, roles, responsibilities, kinds of good, be effective and efficient. That's a team, right? Collaboration is about creating something new, but coming together to say there's a big problem and how do we come together to figure out something new? So that's really kind of really two different things when you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that sound like your definition as well?
Yeah, I mean,
creating together.
Creating together. Yes, absolutely. Creating together, a true collaboration. You know, something that you and I have talked about in the past, and I think we talk about often, is that collaboration seems to be a buzzword. People are using it a lot.
It's like they use team a lot.
Teamwork makes a dream work. Okay. It's true. But collaboration takes work, just like community takes work. And it's a mindset. It's a practice. You're going to have to, you know, really take the time to work in to make a true collaboration work. And so what I've seen from collaborations that have been incredibly successful are that common shared goal, outlining that, and different folks bringing their time, talents, and treasures to the table to truly work on that goal together and create an output that can be, you know, create the most impact, sustainable impact.
So one of the keys we talked about the first time we recorded this was, on repeat here, was the need for safety, right?
Yes.
That people can come in and be part of this group and be safe to express themselves.
Yeah.
And the ability to actually have everybody's voice heard, right? That if you got 15 people in the room, all 15 are seen and heard and felt right in the room. So we're talking about the need for facilitators in that environment, because if you come in as a leader, it's kind of hard not to already have your kind of biases and have a way of kind of shutting things out. So true collaboration means everybody was heard, and having a process to make that happen is critical.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things I find about collaboration that tends to be the hardest thing when you're looking to collaborate specifically on community events or any type of initiative, is we have a lot of strong leaders and strong, you know, brilliant minds and folks that are, you know, really leading the charge. And with that comes ego. And so when you're, you know, coming into a collaboration meeting or you have organizations that are trying to work together for a common cause, I think one of the biggest challenges is leaving the ego at the door and actually coming into that session or that meeting with an open mind and open ears and really listening, because it's hard sometimes, you know, it's a natural thing to think that your ideas are the best or the strongest, or, hey, you know, I've got the solution to, you know, X, Y, and Z problem. And it's natural to kind of want to tune others out. And so it's really truly opening up your mind and your heart and your ears to listening, to hear what others have to say, especially if you want to go farther with the collaboration. And having a facilitator, I think, is one of the best things that you can do. Someone who's unbiased, who comes to the room and kind of checks those egos at the door.
And it has a process.
Has a process, creates a safe space. I know you and I have talked about imposter syndrome in the past, and that's something that I have suffered from, you know, coming into a new space, only new to the nonprofit space for 4 years. You know, I've been invited to have a seat at some pretty big tables, and I've been, you know, a little shy, even though it's
hard to believe.
You know me, I'm not a shy person. I am not a shy person at all. But there's times where I've thought, geez, I don't even know if I should open my mouth. Do these folks even want to hear what I have to say? By having a facilitator to some of these collaboration meetings is key, because someone like you or whoever, there's a process.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then it opens the door and it creates that safe space where ideas can flourish while you're generating ideas and tapping into people's creativity and problem solving. And then as a true collective mindset, that's where the collaboration really starts to happen, is where we bring all of our skill sets, all of our experiences. And something that's I think is incredibly imperative to success of any collaboration is having diverse voices at the table. And more often than not, we don't see that happening. We need to have those diverse voices at the table to be able to create the strongest outcome that is, you know, that's going to have the biggest impact.
Definitely. The other piece of this too is, like, you were making the comment, like, are we solving a problem? Which is kind of the American way. Like, we're going to solve the problem.
Yeah.
But what do we really want? Right. So again, kind of thinking bigger and then leaning back on what did we already do already great? You know, how do we bring that forward versus, you know, here's a solution to the problem. So yeah, we use a tool called appreciative inquiry for that. That basically comes from a strength-based perspective. Like, what are we doing great? And how can that apply to where we want to go rather than trying to solve the problem?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're trying to solve the problem, especially with some of these collaborative meetings that I've been a part of, that I know you have actually even facilitated too. If you go with the mindset, we're going to solve the problem. I mean, that's just, we're not going to solve the problem of homelessness in any of our meetings, right? We're not. Wouldn't that be amazing if we could? What we can do is get closer to a local solution, perhaps, or uncover some really great strategies that we can start, you know, implementing. But I do think too, and I don't know if you and I have ever talked about this, but I am a firm believer in localism as opposed to globalism and solving community problems in our communities, within our communities, and starting there. And I know that your wife with Shoreline Community Services is really focused on solving, you know, working within the local communities to work through those issues. So yeah, I think that that's another thing too, is keeping it local.
I 100% agree with you. We don't need to go anywhere. We got plenty of talent. We have plenty of knowledge. We just aren't tapping into it in a way that we actually can make it work. So I think that's, I'm just such a huge fan of the idea of, like, we need more collaboration. I think it's the answer to our problems.
Yeah.
Part of the reason this podcast exists was I was frustrated that Conscious Capitalism was interviewing during Zoom, or back during COVID. I mean, you know, we were like interviewing people from New York and Boston. I'm going, why are we talking to these people? We should be talking to local people. That's where this podcast came from. Like, let's talk to the local San Diego leaders and see what they've got to say. So we don't need to go anywhere. We got it all right here.
We do. We have an incredible group of talented individuals and organizations in this community. We have a diverse group of organizations that are all working towards a lot of the similar goals. I think we've had a conversation about 13,000 nonprofits in San Diego. So collaboration is key. I'm sure within those 13,000, there are several thousand that are working towards the same goal. So how do we, you know, create that bridge? How do we bridge that gap to connecting to one another and then opening the door for conversation on how to collaborate? I think having that initial conversation too, collaboration, like I said, it can be a buzzword. People talk about it a lot, but just having a one-off meeting here and there doesn't, you know, truly define collaboration. That's a conversation. It's a little bit different than actually collaborating and working towards something. Identifying that goal, that shared goal, and what steps you're going to take to work towards it, and holding each other accountable.
So kind of interesting, good example of collaborations right here in this podcast, right? So we have the BBB, we've got Conscious Capitalism, we have Cause, and we have Be Local. So I have these four business organizations that at the top all kind of look the same, but they all have you kind of the niches you work in. And I was sitting here going, how come we're not doing things together?
Right.
So back on like 2 years ago, I invite everybody into a meeting room and we did a little facilitated process around collaboration. Everybody said, yeah, of course we want to collaborate. And since then, some amazing things have happened. We've come together as organizations to co-lead on events and make things happen here in the community. So it's just sometimes just like, hey, can't we have this conversation? And someone just needs to pull it together.
Absolutely. And we have, to your point, that's a great example. That's an example of one community. I want to call it a community that we're in. Is this a little alliance that we've created that you've actually kind of pulled us all together here in San Diego? And yeah, we've created meaningful, intentional events together where we've actually brought our networks together. That's the other thing too, is this networking piece, this collaboration piece, this community piece, this connection piece, how does it all work together to create that impact, to generate that collective voice and moving towards a collective goal? So we hosted an event with Conscious Capitalism here. It was earlier this year, the end of last year, where, you know, we filled the room. We brought in a top speaker, local speaker, who was actually a top global speaker on responsible AI, who happens to live in the neighborhood, to talk about responsible AI. And we brought our communities together and had an amazing evening. And, you know, just things like that. Now, were we solving any problems that night? No. Did we have a lot of fun? Yeah.
It was educational.
Bringing everybody together, though. But we brought everyone together. Conversations were started from that night. People connected that night. And it really just kind of continues on where we're bringing these different communities together so we can learn about what each other does. That's the thing, too. Really learning about these organizations that are doing really meaningful work, especially for me at the BBB. Part of what I do is I act as a wayfinder to resources. And so the more I know about organizations, the more I know, and then the more I can identify potential collaboration fits. You know, maybe, you know, the BBB might not be the best partner for X, Y, and Z organization. However, I know Conscious Capitalism and Be Local would be great partners for this event. So it's really just getting out there and learning. Just always be learning and be curious, which is something that you like to say a lot. Always be curious.
You heard it here first. We actually have a little event coming together. It's going to be focused on collaboration. I'm in conversation with the heads of all those organizations we just talked about. They actually have a focused event on collaboration, putting people together, get them in the areas that they have interest, be it homelessness, or maybe it's for-profit, number, whatever the audience wants to, how they break up in their communities. But then how do we collaborate? We're going to come together and have that sometime by the end of the year, early next year.
Yes, absolutely.
I think collaboration is the answer to our issues around here. So we're going to do something.
We absolutely are. We're going to host it here in Ignite space that is kind of becoming a beloved space here in town.
It's my home away from home.
Yes, me too. But yeah, it'll be a beautiful evening and we'll be focusing on that. I think that's the next step in, you know, kind of a series of meetings and things that we've had in the past. Are really taking the next step on what can we do.
Awesome. All right. On to C word number three, connection. Right.
Connection.
What does that mean to you, Samantha?
Oh my gosh. Connection is like my lifeblood. That's what I do. You know, I love to connect others with, you know, each other's with resources. I really love to connect with other people. I am a firm believer and I'm a community builder. You can't have community without connection. And so it all kind of starts from that. And just engaging intentionally with folks and being authentic and following up and doing research. And, you know, I'm always, you know, I'm curious. I want to learn about other people. I want to learn about what they're doing, other organizations in San Diego, for profits, nonprofits. You know, I want to learn about what they're doing and who they serve to best see how we could potentially collaborate or partner with them, or just to be able to share the resources to others, you know? And so connection starts, you know, on the individual level, of course, and following up and following through, being authentic. So it's a relationship, not a transaction. You know, you hear that a lot, but it's the truth. You know, if you want to connect and build and potentially collaborate and turn something into a community, you have to have a reciprocal relationship where it's both parties are contributing.
It's going to come out of relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I talk about it. I'm kind of cheesy. I teach a networking class to some of my entrepreneurs and I talk about the garden, you know, how you want to plant a garden. And so you think about community building and relationship building as planting a garden. So when you plant the seeds, right, that's the first step. You're planting the seeds. You're doing that initial outreach or that initial meeting someone at a networking event. And then that follow-up and that re-engagement is putting the food and the water onto those seeds and then maybe some of the sunlight and then continuing the conversation, creating something together, building something together, sharing resources, sharing knowledge, maybe referring. You continue to cultivate that garden and it turns into a beautiful relationship or garden where, you know, everyone wants to be. And so that's kind of how I look at relationship building and connection. It's part and partial of who I am as an individual. It's really important to me.
So how, for someone like you that's got so many connections, how do you manage that? I mean, I have a hard time just keeping up with my wife, let alone, you know, hundreds of people. I mean, trying to remember, you gave a little tip the first time we recorded this around remembering people's names. But I mean, how do you manage that? I mean, how do you keep that all straight?
Yeah, it's tough, you know, but you got to be intentional with it. That's part of my day. That is part of every single day that I have is following up.
So you got to want it.
It's the details. Yeah. I've worked with folks in so many different
things down or
I'm constantly, oh yeah, I have notes, but you know, one thing I have always made, this goes back to my bartending days. Okay. So I bartended all through college.
It was for the tips.
I spent 28 years in the hospitality industry. So I've done a little bit of everything from dishwashing to being a managing partner of a restaurant. But one of my little claims to fame is I never forget a name. I also don't forget what people drink, but that goes right back to that bartending. I don't forget a name. I look people right in the eye when I meet them and I say their name to myself 5 times. And I've been pretty successful with it. It's something I'm proud of. No, that's me. I do have a really great memory for that and uncanny ability to do that.
That's a God-given talent.
That is a talent. You got to work on it.
I missed out on that one.
I got to work on it. It's my superpower. I wish I, you know, had a different superpower, but that one will work for now. But no, I think that it is taking the time and actually caring. It's all about being authentic. You know, you hear folks talk about being authentic, authentic, authenticity. I cannot stress it enough. When, you know, you want something from someone, whether you want, you know, your business and your trying to pitch an organization for a partnership or you're reaching out to someone, but you really have an ulterior motive. People see that.
Right.
They know that. We are intuitive folks, right? So when I get that cold LinkedIn request or I get the cold email or someone at a networking event comes up to me and starts like word vomiting 4,000 different words about their business. I don't even know what they're saying before they even ask me how I'm doing. You know, that's... Those are the types of folks who say, gosh, they could really take a lesson on learning how to connect with others. Because when you really lead with authenticity and lead with what can I do for you? How can I serve you? And you really mean it, it will come back tenfold. And then you have to massage the relationship. You have to continue to engage. It's not easy. It takes work. I'm part of, you know, a lot of communities, which I'm sure most of your listeners are on different boards and part of different communities. It's definitely, you have to want it. You have to want to be involved, but it's really the differences in the details, you know, following up, asking folks how they're doing, really caring and just continuing to follow up and learn about what people have got, you know, cooking, you know, things are changing and evolving. I want to know what you're doing with your business. How can I share what you're doing with the people that I know? I mean, I did yesterday, I sent 7 or 8 connection emails just from people who have reached out to me saying, hey, do you know anyone that can do this for me? And did I really want to take the time out of my day? I'm so busy yesterday to do that, but I did because to me, that's important. They're counting on me to connect them. And so from taking that time is so important because now they're connected and something beautiful is going to come from that relationship. And at the very least, they're now connected with one another and they can refer each other out, but it takes time and management and yeah, a little bit of skills.
Here's what that looks like in my world. Just this morning, someone called looking for some help in a certain position. And I immediately thought of the person. I could see him, but I couldn't think of their name. So then I reached out.
Should have called me. I probably knew their name. I'm just kidding.
Well, actually, I reached out to Larry Kessler, who's like an amazing connector. And I said, Larry, I'm looking for this person. And he got back and goes, I can see her too, but I can't think of her name. Then I just started I went to LinkedIn, started fumbling around and finally saw someone with the same first name. And it, boom, all of a sudden the light bulb went on. But yeah, that's how it works for me.
Whatever your flow is, I'm not going to knock it.
It's a big project for me, Sam, to try to do that.
I think automating systems too and keeping track, just being responsive too. Responding to emails, responding to, you know, LinkedIn, if it's meaningful, but also being intentional, you know, folks that just are connecting to connect. It's just, you know, for me, it's quality over quantity in everything in my life. You know, I'll take a quality conversation over 20 different business cards at an event. You know, that's where the beauty is.
So I think it summed up the two words I heard, being caring and curious.
Caring and curious. I like it. 2 more C's. Let's keep the C.
Yeah, we got a lot of C's going on here. So here's a question for you. Here in San Diego, doing the work you're doing, you have a story, an example of where you've really seen these 3 C's of ours come together, where you've seen the community collaboration and connection in action, where you go, wow, those guys got it figured out. Got a story?
I have a lot of stories because I'm proud to say I've been a part of quite a few amazing collaborations over the years. But one that comes to mind immediately is something that kind of took me off guard. Didn't really see it coming. And I was part of it and just turning into a, you know, a multi-year collaboration. And it was with International Women's Day this year. So I'm part of a couple different women-led organizations. I, you know, the Better Business Bureau supports women-owned businesses. You know, we have an Industrious Women's Summit and other, you know, types of events that are specifically women-focused. And for International Women's Day, we wanted to host an event just like 50 other organizations in San Diego that host International Women's Day events. And we're not in competition because I'm all about collaboration, but of course, everyone's competing for folks to attend their events. And, you know, we had Jasmine Corneo. She's a gal that actually went through one of our programs, our accelerator programs, had this amazing idea. She thought, what if we connected and reached out to 30 different organizations in San Diego that we know are going to put on a women's event? And what if all of us collaborated together and put on one event? And at first I thought, this is crazy. No one's going to want to do this. It's trying to wrangle 30 business organizations and put it on. Yeah. And the egos, are we talking about the ego having, you know, leave the ego at the door. It's going to be tough. And we did it. And not only did we do it, we were able to pull it off in 8 weeks.
Sense of urgency goes a long ways towards getting things done.
Right. Yeah. We need it. We needed to. And from, you know, the inception to execution. And it was one of, if not the most successful and inspirational events that I've ever been a part of collaborating on the behalf of the BBB and myself personally. We had 27 organizations, women-led organizations that worked together towards a collective goal, that true collaboration. We took the time to identify each person's strengths and what they brought to the table. We set out a very clear strategy of who's doing what. We held each other accountable each week on calls. And if you're not on that call, you're not part of the collaboration. You need to show up or, you know, do the work. And, you know, we had over 400 women attend this event and it went viral. I mean, it is called Brunch with a Purpose. We had Sylvia Ma from Stella Foundation was our keynote speaker. We had a panel of amazing, amazing women. We had a marketplace with all local San Diego businesses who were selling their wares and their products and their services. And it, I mean, it's still being talked about. People are banging down the door to get involved this year. And so I think that's an example of how we have quite a few different organizations working, you know, collectively towards a shared goal. We created an amazing community because of this. And now, you know, it was so successful that we're going to continue on working together. And from that, I have met so many incredible leaders in San Diego and been involved with them speaking on panels. I mean, Felina Hansen from the Hera Hub was part of it. Stella Foundation was part of it. The BBB and so many more organizations. So I think that is something that I'm proud of, but there are other examples as well. That's just something that just kind of popped in my head. That kind of took me by surprise and thought, wow, you put a bunch of super successful women together, they're going to get done.
There you go. Well, speaking of that, in regards to community collaboration connection, what's happening here besides the collaboration event you and I are going to put on together? What else is happening in the BBB that people say, I want to plug into this kind of activity?
Oh, yeah. Well, this collaboration is like the theme of this day, but it's something that's really important to us here at the BBB too. And so this holiday season, we wanted to create a few holiday initiatives where we're partnering with a nonprofit, Computers to Kids. I don't know. Have you ever heard of Computers to Kids?
Yes.
Yeah. Cherie Pierre is the CEO. She's an incredible, her organization is incredible. So the BBB is partnering with Computers to Kids. We're doing a month-long computer drive starting December 5th. It actually ends January 30th. And then we have a massive event at Snapdragon Stadium on January 31st, a big computer drop-off. But we're going to be collecting electronics, use computers, laptops, anything at the BBB from December 5th to January 30th. And we're also partnering with a purpose-driven business, a BBB for Good verified business, Sackcloth and Ashes.
Been on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say our dear friend, Bob Dalton, who's also a very good friend of mine. We created a holiday initiative with him, specifically the BBB. It's called Blanket the Southwest. And our goal is to provide 2,000 unsheltered neighbors with blankets throughout the course of this campaign. So anyone that, you know, purchases a blanket through the website that we've developed will get a 25% off. And we're going to be doing two blanket drops, one here in San Diego when we identify a shelter to go to and one in Phoenix. And it's really just partnering with purpose-driven businesses. And so on December 5th, we're having an event here at the BBB where we're going to have, it's a holiday mixer. It's called Spark Joy, a BBB mixer for good. We'll have live music, wine and treats and snacks and delicious food. And we're going to have a fireside chat where I'll be moderating the panel and we're going to talk about how businesses can give back. We're going to have the CEO of Commuters to Kids. We're going to have Bob Dalton. We're going to talk about how the three of us are working together in San Diego to make a difference this holiday season and try to get other local businesses inspired and activated to do something for their clients, for their communities, and for their businesses this holiday season. And so that night's going to be a big commuter drive too. And I'm excited about those partnerships as well. So thanks for asking.
What a great example of everything we're talking about here. Yeah. So you just brought it up, BBB for Good.
Yeah.
Very exciting. We're launching a new program here. So maybe give us a little insight on what that's all about.
Yes. BBB for Good is something that is near and dear to my heart, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. A little bit of history. About 6 years ago, it started with the International Association of Better Business Bureaus as a concept to elevate businesses who are incorporated a higher purpose into their mission. And so they kind of launched this pilot program, if you want to call it initiative, trustmark. But, you know, just like any organization, there's a lot of bureaucratic red tape we got to get through. And it took some time. And really, Christina Hook, she's our senior director here in San Diego, and she oversees all of our public relations and our corporate media partnerships. And she really took the bull by the horns with BBB for Good and made it her own and really wanted to make sure that the BBB serving the Pacific Southwest and CIC here in San Diego created a splash with BBB for Good, because in our local economies here, we have so many businesses that are doing so much good work, and we wanted to elevate those businesses. And you know, there's certifications like B Corp out there that are incredibly expensive and challenging to get through and really are geared towards those bigger corporations. And, you know, at the BBB, most of the businesses that are accredited and that we work with are 10 employees or under. They're those small mom and pop shops, but a lot of times they're the ones creating so much impact in their communities. You know, they're volunteering, they have a fantastic company culture, they're engaging with their communities, and they are creating a real social impact or environmental impact. And so we wanted to create a program that elevates them. And also they have to adhere to an additional 4 standards of trust. You know, to become accredited, you have your 8 standards of trust that they have to, you know, go through. And this is an additional 4. And, you know, it's really the nod to those purpose-driven businesses that are putting purpose over profit.
Well, I love that, because sitting here in this podcast room, over 100 shows, I'm always amazed at these companies that come in here. They might not speak the same language as Conscious Capitalism, but they're just doing amazing work because it's kind of who they are. And so, like you said, there's all these businesses out there doing amazing things. You want to be able to highlight them. You want the community to know that they're doing that kinds of work. So I think that's what BBB for Good is going to be about. We also talked about how this is critical in the era we're in, we got to be resilient as a company.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the companies that are doing this kind of work are going to be the resilient companies that are going to survive in the future here. So it's great stuff.
It is. And, you know, you said the key word, it's resiliency. And that is the word, I think, of, you know, now of 2026 and beyond. We have a really precarious, you know, state of the union right now. And so I think that businesses who are creative and truly care about their communities and are able to give back by building a community locally and supporting, you know, your local ecosystem that you live in and building those bonds and those loyal clients and those loyal supporters and actually giving back, those are the businesses that are going to survive. That's how I survived my business during COVID. If I hadn't built a community, a strong community ties, we never would have gotten through that dark storm of COVID. And now the business is thriving and I'm no longer a partner, but it succeeded and continues to succeed because of those community partnerships and really caring about that and being a part of a bigger picture, incorporating that higher purpose into our mission and into their mission. And that's really what BBB for Good does. And the businesses that are resilient are going to survive, because in this economy, people, the way that consumers have decide to purchase has totally evolved and is changing. And they want to align their dollars with businesses that are doing good. And the businesses that are like the Patagonias of the world, or the, you know, the businesses, the Bob Dalton with sackcloth and ashes, those purpose-driven businesses, those are the ones that are really, really succeeding and leading the charge.
Exactly. Because your customers are the ones who are going to decide if you're going to succeed or not.
So. Exactly. Yeah. Right. You can talk about it as much as you want, but really caring, giving back and supporting and delivering on those social and environmental impact promises. That's the key, because there's a lot of badges that you can get. And a lot of folks like to say, I do this or we do this, but where's the proof? The proof is in the pudding. So BBB for Good, they are vetted. They have to show that they are delivering on those social or environmental impact promises. You know, they have to have authentic marketing and not say they're going to do something and not be actually following through, and really engage in their communities and have a higher purpose into their mission. That's really what BBB for Good is all about. And we want to support and highlight those businesses. And we want to be able to create training for the businesses who want to become BBB for good or purpose driven businesses.
Potential collaboration between the BBB and conscious capitalism, right? Bringing those two together to make something happen. So good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about Samantha for a moment here. Okay. One of the things I said, you're a world traveler, 70 countries you've been to so far. Yeah.
Yeah. Counting.
So, I mean, going out and seeing the world like that, how does that influence how you operate on a day-to-day basis? What impact has that had on you?
I think it has the biggest impact. I'm a sociologist at heart. I love learning about people, cultures, history, architecture, specifically with different people and different cultures. It's something that I've always been passionate about. It's what I have my degree in. And so I knew kind of at a young age that I wanted to travel the world. I am, you know, I'm a vagabond. My blogs are called The Savvy Nomad. I mean, I'm a nomad. I'm a vagabond. I like to travel. And I did. I've traveled to 70 countries on a shoestring budget with just a backpack and, you know, written about all my experiences. But how has it changed who I am as a person? It created, you know, I have that wanderlust within me, but actually being able to go through experiences and meet people and hear about their life and their culture and what makes their community special. I've been able to bring that back. And I think that that broadened worldview is so important. And it goes back to the diversity and that the importance of having diverse voices in your life. It really, truly enriches my life and my experience and the way that I view the world and what's really important. So it's funny. People ask, what's your favorite place that you've ever been to? I get that question all the time. Sure. And I mean, that's the most first thing people say is, what's the best place you've ever been to? You know?
I didn't want to ask that question. So.
But I get it all the time. And, you know, I could say the most beautiful place I've ever been to in my eyes is, you know, I think Cinque Terre in Italy is fantastic, or the Taj Mahal. But the place that changed me as a person, the one place that I can pinpoint that I went in as one person and came out as someone else, is my 8 weeks I had in India. And it was just a transformative experience in my life being there and with those amazing folks and just the communities and just such beautiful people. I just came out of there with a completely different outlook on life and just respect for so many different things. And it just, I just loved it. I loved people, the culture, the food, all of it. And it changed my life. And so I brought back with me these different experiences and cultures and really helps me to develop a wider view of the world.
So we have that in common. I spent a couple of months in India myself.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, it's a special place.
Well, Sam, we got to start to put a bow on this thing. I always like to end with, what's the one big idea? If people didn't remember anything, what's the one thing you want them to remember out of this conversation?
Collaboration is the key.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you. That's it. Done. Drop the mic.
Say no more.
You know, and this is a cliche.
That's why you're here, Sam.
I know, right? This is a cliche, and I'm sure I don't even know. People say this all the time, but I'm going to say it again because it is so true and so powerful. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And together is collaboration.
I'm with you. Sam, that's it. We're going to pull the plug on this for the second time. I just want to say how much I appreciate you and the amazing work you're doing, the amazing work that's happening here at the BBB. And I mean, you are kind of a spark plug of a lot of that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
The community thanks you. So.
Oh, the community thanks you. Thanks you for having me on the show. It was wonderful.
Well, that's our show for the day. And if you enjoyed it, please subscribe, comment, and most importantly, share the podcast with a friend. Again, special thanks to our collaborative community of San Diego Business Organization, the Better Business Bureau, of course, Conscious Capitalism, Be Local, and Cause San Diego. We're all using the influence of business to positively impact our very own community of San Diego. I'm Jeff Blanton from Jailbreak Leadership saying, till next time, go do what you do. Go do what you do best, where we're all counting on you.